The way I explain it to individuals is that I analogize it to the game show of Let's Make a Deal. So, in the game show of Let's Make a Deal on TV, if you pick correctly, you win. If you don't pick correctly, you lose, and you go home with a door prize. And in the game show of Let's Make a Deal for workers' compensation law, you get three doors, and you get to pick and keep all three doors. Door number one is medical care. So anything and everything that's medically necessary to affect a cure or lessen a period of disability, that's the legal phrase. So anything to get you better, which could, believe it or not, be anything from braces, medications, crutches, injections, physical therapy, surgery, post-op, etc. But it could even be things like orthopedic seats for your car. It could be YMCA and gym memberships, yoga for flexibility. It could be all kinds of things that people need. So you get first dollar coverage, meaning you don't pay a dime for any of this. And you go in and you present your card that says you have a workers' compensation claim, or they know that you have a workers' comp claim, and you do not get a bill. You walk out and everything is completely paid for, including prescription medication. I forgot to say that. So that's category number one. Category number two is lost wages. And lost wages under workers' comp law is paid at two-thirds of what the average weekly wage is. And then at the end of the healing period, when you have reached what's called maximum medical improvement, the doctor will likely give you a disability rating for the injury to your body part. Keep door number one, which is your medical care. No money out of pocket, anything that's medically necessary. Door number two is your lost wages. Door number three is the permanent partial disability rating. But if the greater value of your claim is the ongoing lost wages because you can't go back to work, or because you cannot go back to work at the same level that you were working, you have modified duty, you can get and keep those lost wage checks coming in, because obviously if you have lost wage checks coming in slowly over time, they're going to equal a heck of a lot more money. So those are the three basic categories.